Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
Weapons of mass discussion.
Bring them on.
Tonight, we're going to talk about the Messiah College machine, which is apparently, according to some sources, has been hard at work.
Hard at work,
protecting
indeed.
Protecting your mind, censoring us.
Yes.
In a way.
Well, not just us, the campus in general.
Yeah. And we're gonna talk about housing. We know everybody wants
housing.
To talk. We know everybody
yes.
wants to talk about that.
Yes.
Because housing sucks.
Yes. Well, I mean, they kind of screwed up the system.
We got effed.
Yeah, worst department.
Worst,
I think
worst department
or
ever.
Second worst, something like that.
Mellinger. That's pretty.
Mellinger. I can't. I'm not. I can't pronounce it. I'm not going
to
try.
It's terrible. If yeah. you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't have to live it.
Yeah,
that should be the rule. And of course, we're also going to talk about the news because there's always
speaking of news,
about.
I don't know if it really counts as news, but a few weeks ago we talked about a newsletter of sorts.
Oh yes,
going around campus, and I'm going to get a copy. I can't find any other ones. I mean, I've heard of a few people who found one. Myself, I've only found one, and every other copy of the Swinging Bridge I'm looking at, I can't find it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to read it on air. Call us up or IM us. Let us know how you found out about it, etc.
This is funny.
Talk about the Falconer. Talk about whatever. Obviously, if you're off campus, you want to.
Can I get into this right now just for a second?
I haven't read this before, so
this,
I don't.
This is, I found this on Drudge Report. This is Charlize there, and there's a picture of her, some tabloid picture, caught smoking a bong. It's an apple bong. She has an apple to her mouth and a lighter, and there's something in the core of the apple that she's smoking it through. I think that's hilarious. There's
wow.
there's a shot of her breathing it in, holding it, and then breathing it out, and she's got a big smile on her face.
All right, here's my concept of the worst possible imprisonment. All right, you have a satellite TV and everything in your cell. All right.
Yeah.
But well, there's only two things that you have to do. First, you can't drop the soap. And second, you have to watch the show Extra or whatever those shows are.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that's ever playing.
Terrible shows.
Oh, terrible indeed. Anyway, so those are our numbers. Oh, you can catch us on the internet. We have an AIM screen name.
Oh, yeah, this piece of crap.
V-Requests.
Nobody ever really
uses
really talks
it.
To us.
Well, we got a message before we came on air, but we're not taking requests because we're a talk show.
Yeah, well, we don't really. So. That's why I said not really.
Yeah.
Because not really.
Not really taking requests.
No.
But if you have
you
a,
mean you could,
if you have something you want to talk about.
We're not going to play it.
We're all for that.
Yeah, we can definitely.
Yeah, we can take a request. There's a sheet right here. It says
we're supposed to fill
request
that out.
Log, so we can
never
just
fill that out,
write
though.
It down here, and I don't know if
we
anyone's
don't do
ever going to play it, but.
Greg's supposed to do our paperwork, but he never...
He never...
Even shows up.
I'm sick of this microphone.
Oh, wait, somebody just IM'd us.
Well, I have a message for you.
So you get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
I'm just kidding.
Somebody...
We welcome any and all messages except requests. Well, we can write that down, so I guess
Somebody IM'd
Yeah.
Me. You could compare dogs to cats, which is the superior pet. Monkeys are obviously the right answer.
I retract my statement. And here's
you didn't
a
even have a
here's
statement.
Here's a projection.
You can't retract a statement you didn't make.
My statement about they lose and they get nothing.
Oh.
I retract that. They actually do. And
what
this
do they
is
get?
this is my guess. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? Correct me if I'm wrong. But your cell phone ring sounds like this. That's just a guess, though.
I hate... That's probably the worst ring.
Oh, man.
But you know what? I would rather hear that than hear those stupid songs they always play on their phones. Like, what the heck was that?
Yeah. Oh, that was DB Power Amp thing. Yeah. It gives you... I went over a playlist here. We have a lot of music for a talk show, but I guess that's... you gotta have to...
So they just wrote, nope, it doesn't. I don't know what they're saying, nope, it doesn't.
Doesn't.
Because we don't really remember, like, 5 seconds ago. So.
Well, I do. It was cell phones. And okay, I congratulate... Oh, we have a call. Is that Ann Coulter?
Yeah.
Man. Anyway, we just got a call, And
somebody just said something vulgar to me. Okay, talk about the call.
They just brought up line of topic suggestion. My grammar is entirely off on that, but anyway, the idea is to talk about Earth Day because today is apparently Earth Day.
Oh, today is Earth Day,
and furthermore, we are a Christian school. We're a Christian college. And maybe perhaps what that means in light of Earth Day.
Well, that's a really good topic. Because shouldn't we, like... what is Earth Day?
Well, we need to... We ought to. In my opinion, it doesn't matter what philosophical or...
that's not even a word.
Theosophy is actually a group, but that's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. Theological view. You might have, I think, regardless, I think one ought to, as best you can, to take care of, you know, the spot of Earth that you've been given. And just in general to be, you know, try and clean up your mess whenever you make what simple things like that.
I mean,
it's simple things, but
don't
you know,
most people do that? But I mean, I guess most people do, but like
the problem is it all builds up. That's the problem.
And you have like
so
big
you say
corporations
I'm just
going
to throw this on the
rivers.
Side of the ground, and everyone thinks that, and no one goes to clean it up except people who get put in prison and they have sharp sticks, ironically, and their job is to pick that up. So,
and I think it's funny when people start talking about like water conservation.
Water conservation.
Like we're going to run out of water. I mean, NASA spends billions of dollars a year, right?
Yeah.
And they go to, like, Mars and stuff. And
right.
That's cool.
Yep.
But why don't they, like, build a rocket and load a ton of trash on it and launch it at the sun? I mean, you really couldn't load that much trash onto a rocket comparatively.
Yeah, I guess.
But, like, what if you got...
That's not
like,
a bad idea to, you know, begin with.
What if you built, like, an elevator, which isn't really that...
Space elevator?
Yeah,
that's actually... It started as a science fiction concept, but...
It actually
yeah, it's possible. I think they're. I don't know if they're actually planning on doing it in real life, but it is possible.
And you could like ship all the trash up to there and then load it onto little.
It's possible. Yeah.
And just sling it into the sun, big incinerator.
Well,
no
I would say we should use the free space that we might have, i.e., Mars, if we can.
Just dump all
if
the
we,
trash.
Well,
on
no,
it.
We can build a facility there to work on. Well, we could store trash there and then, store it in a way that if we find some way that we can. Eventually use it, break it down and use it, make it useful stop resources, then that facility can take care of that then. Out of our way. You know, no mm-hmm. big deal.
I think money's the biggest issue involved here.
Money.
It always is.
Speaking of which, I was just watching the movie John Q the other night.
I saw that.
And that was...
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's about money.
It's about money. And the guy's son is going to die unless he gets a heart transplant, and they won't give him a heart transplant because they don't have enough money. Hmm. And so he holds the emergency room hostage because of that. And it struck me as kind of funny that I know the whole default policy is not to negotiate with terrorists or
hostage takers. Situations.
Yeah. But... They did. They came up with every single possible solution, including killing him, instead of simply giving him the money that he needed to give his son a new heart. Of course, that's always assuming that the person's sane and that's actually what they want. But that gets
and
a little
not
too.
Lying.
Yeah. That gets a little too deep. But
now, doesn't his son end up getting the heart transplant? I can't remember.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, spoiler. But
oh,
too bad.
Spoiler. Well. I guess it's not fully a spoiler because, you know, certain movies turn out bad. Like, I was watching the movie Dog Day Afternoon. Mm-hmm. Two guys try to rob the bank. Well, one of them gets killed and the other one just gets arrested and put in jail for 20 years.
Have you ever
seen
Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Another good bank robbing flick.
Was it about bank robbing?
Yeah, they tried to rob a bank.
Well, it's a while ago.
They were robbing something.
I was in an intro to film or something like that. I think we watched it for that.
You cannot just skip a class.
Oh, man. That. Wow. That takes me back.
Well, we could talk about that. I mean, Earth Day.
It is 10:01 p.m., however.
Wikipedia defines Earth Day as.
And Wikipedia is always right.
It's intended to inspire awareness of and appreciation for the Earth's environment. Earth Day is the public domain. is in the public domain and open to all persons to shape.
Touche?
To shape.
Oh. Well, to shape, but not abolish.
So
obviously.
That means it's Earth Day and you can do whatever you
just
want.
Just got a call from that. I'll tell you what.
We should abolish it.
You can keep talking. Right. I'll get the phone.
All right.
All right, cool.
All right. But that's a Wikipedia article, of course. Who trusts that? It's good. I think on Earth Day, what we should do every day on Earth Day Messiah College is incinerate trash. Okay. For all our trash, have like a mass trash burning. Every, like, burn all the trash. Just right, do it right in, like, the Eisenhower lawn. And we'll say that we're protesting people who don't burn trash by burning all our trash. And I think the ironic thing would be that burning the trash would be really bad because it smells. And I think it's bad. He can't back me up on this because he's on the phone. I think it's really bad to burn like plastic, but we do it anyway. Or maybe we'd all, for some reason, just pee and crap all over campus just because we're trying to be one with the earth. I don't know. It seems like a really hippie holiday to me, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't really be a holiday. It's not really a holiday. Don't conserve water. That's retarded.
What's that?
There's no point. The water's the most abundant resource on this planet. Just use it all up. And the water that goes down the drain anyway is just going to get recycled. So, if you don't use it, it's just going to go back into the ground and get re-evaporated. And rained on and absorbed and used again. So it's really stupid to try to conserve water. I say waste water. Tons of water. As much water as possible. Like 300-400 gallons a day. Just leave every faucet running, every shower running, everything. Flush the toilets constantly. Just waste water and see what happens. If everybody did that, I bet there wouldn't be a problem. They'd probably have to pump the septic tanks more often. But, and I think they need to do that, actually. In Miller, where I live, the sinks overflow when you just run the water. You don't even have to plug it. It just starts to overflow. And it actually backs up into other sinks. It's really, really gross. So that, I think that's a telltale sign of bad maintenance. But they should really just waste water as much as possible. So if people drink water, wouldn't water run out? Does new water form? Well, genius. People pee or urinate and they sweat. When you take water, you return it in a way. It doesn't disappear. And yeah, new water kind of is made. They're not really sure how that works, though. There's hot springs in the bottom of the ocean. It's really strange. Hey, he's back!
I have returned. And I apologize to our listeners, our callers. We haven't figured out the phone system yet to get the mics input onto the phone system. Otherwise, we would love to talk to you. It's just a technical
issue. Well, wait a minute.
We
know how to do it, don't we?
Well, kind of. We just
have to talk into the phone mic at the same time. That's the only problem.
And it sounds kind of stupid on the radio.
Yeah.
Because it's getting both over the mics and in the receivers, so it's stupid. I think we'll have to, if we have a break, we'll have to try and play around with it if we can with the queue.
We can do that.
But anyway, I think it was an out, I don't remember if it double ringed or not. I think it was an outside line. Talking about how, well, two things in particular. First, about the water situation, and I didn't realize this, actually. Much of the water on the earth is not fresh water.
It's salt water.
It's salt water. And then of fresh water...
You can desalt it.
You can, but the question is of cost, time, things like that.
If we need water, we're going to find a way to desalt it. It's just the ocean.
Desalt it?
Desalt. That's
the... technical...
Desalinate
okay,
or something
like
that.
Well, the issue is the readily available water you can drill down, get a well, drink it, is not a lot. Because of all the fresh water, certain amount of that.
Just
well, I'm just,
it.
I'm just,
let's just
I'm
see
just,
what happens.
I'm just report, I'm just, I'm just reporting in
just
first.
See what happens.
We can give feedback
in a
minute. Okay.
Well, let's test the theory and waste hundreds of gallons a day and see what happens.
Okay. Second point was the speaking out against the point that the side of Christianity that says that Christ will return before things get too screwed up. So basically, basically we can do whatever we want.
Let's
we can abuse
you
the
believe
earth.
In that.
So we should.
Abuse the crap out of it.
Well, and the caller mentioned that that can give a bad rap to Christianity. So people assume that upon other people who don't necessarily believe that that view that we can go ahead and abuse it. That the caller mentioned Genesis, how we will be held accountable. So.
Hold me accountable.
And even outside of Christianity, other cultures, other religions, okay, you have karma. Karma's the thing that it'll come back.
Samsara and dharma. Anyway.
yeah. Those are other issues. But yeah. Karma, it'll come basically bad things will come back to bite you. Now they have a whole theological way of expressing that they borrowed from Hinduism. They borrowed that from Hinduism. Other places in the world, they have something that would support that same.
Why don't we just trash the earth then, and Jesus will come back? Want me to get that?
Sure.
Done? All right.
I'll switch the chair. Okay. Go. So that's what we were talking about. Sorry about. sorry about the phone system again. Yeah. Trying to work it out.
Why don't we try to put this person on the air? Let's try. Telco.
Okay.
They hung up. We don't know why they hung up. They hung up and they said, screw that, because they just hung up.
What'd they say?
They said, Genesis is not Hinduism. And they
We're not talking about Genesis is
I
Hinduism.
Think they really took what you said and took it out of context, because that's not what
I
you
would
said.
I think so.
What'd you say again?
My point was that Genesis says... The caller mentioned Genesis says that God said we are to take care of the earth and we are going to be held accountable. But regardless of that, even if you don't agree with Christianity, there are many other religions in the world that teach much the same thing. Karma being one of those things that would give you a similar perspective that we should take care of the earth. Mm-hmm. Very simple.
So when did you say Hinduism? What did that have to do with anything?
Buddhism borrows a lot of its... You want to switch?
Yeah, let's go back again.
This is a little weird. We had different seats.
Anyway. Buddhism.
Temporarily. Buddhism has borrowed a lot of concepts. Reincarnation, samsara, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And karma being another one from Hinduism. It just borrowed that from Hinduism. Mm-hmm. So.
Christianity borrowed a few concepts from there. I think some of Christianity borrowed a little bit of Hinduism. Some of those Eastern. I can't name it exactly, so I shouldn't say that unless I can name it.
Well,
I will look that up.
I remember. I can recall hearing. Let me turn this off. I can recall hearing rumors that there were certain sects of Christianity that in the early days of Christianity that held a view of reincarnation. But I don't know, I haven't found out anything else about it. I don't know exactly how that would be passed down to them and not, other cultures and religions in that area. So I'm not exactly sure how that works, but that's a rumor I've heard. But otherwise, I don't know exactly what you mean, but...
Well,
it's too bad we lost that caller.
I don't know why that caller said Genesis is not Hinduism. That's not even even close to what you said.
No.
I think they're dumb. But anyway.
Genesis is a book. Hinduism is a religion. Christianity is a religion. Buddhism is, you can argue it's a religion. That it's kind of vague, actually. Many people take it to be a philosophy and they don't call it a religion. So
if you want to call up and be mad and talk to us, you can do that, but don't hang up afterwards. That's just weak. Then we just make fun of you for being a loser. Now let's move. Let's switch gears.
Sure.
Let's talk about housing.
Housing, no.
Let's talk about Messiah
College. I'm still a
little
depressed over the housing situation.
Let's talk about Messiah College housing. Now, you used to get a piece of paper in the mail. Your actual mail. Physical mail. It was a physical piece of paper. Came from a tree.
Uh-huh.
And it had your lottery number on it for housing.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on your class rank and your school rank and your status,
yep,
that determined your lottery number.
Right.
And it didn't really matter for much for dorms.
Right.
Because if you knew your RA well enough and stuff, you could get in the dorm that you wanted to.
Right.
But for apartments, if you wanted to get in a good apartment, say Smith,
yep,
you needed to have usually majority of people with really good lottery numbers, so probably would be seniors or super seniors, so at the time juniors or seniors.
Yep.
And you, if you wanted a five man, you had to have five people. And you went down to Res Ed on a certain day. It was usually chaos.
Yep.
And you went down on a certain day and you got signed up, but you had to present five papers or three papers if you wanted a three man apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you got your apartment. Now, what happened for their first attempt for electronic sign-up?
Well,
try to keep it neutral.
No comment then, I guess. Okay, here's the thing. ITS was given a budget of $2.5 million for MC Square, the name of which, even, they could not come up with and had to give a free iPod in order to get a good name.
What a terrible... This is terrible.
ITS, I quote Office Space, what exactly would you say you do here? That's my question to ITS.
What would you say you do?
Because
here?
Aside from the housing,
I'm going to look up a clip.
Everything else we had, class signups were easy to find. Oh, you have it. Wow.
What would you say you do here?
Exactly.
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people? What would you say you do here?
Yeah.
We're going to play that every time we talk about ITS.
That's my view of ITS, so. Yeah, so we had an online sign-up system. We got a good place.
It's supposed to be neutral.
Yeah. We got a good place.
We did.
I was happy.
The first time.
Well, it was facing the street, so it's kind of,
whatever. It was Smith, A section.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I was so psyched. I that day when I got that news,
yeah,
I defecated in my pants. I was so excited. I couldn't hold it in.
How'd you clean that up? That's usually
a
pain.
Yeah, I just threw it in with my laundry.
What?
But then,
wow,
we got the terrible news.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. There was rumors that certain people's rooming got messed up and they would have to redo it, but not our fault, mm-hmm, not our problem. We don't have to worry about it. And so instead of actually solving all these disputes, they said, okay, let's just do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went from having the best apartment
To the worst. Now, we thought, we're like, all right, maybe we won't
get
Smith.
So, I don't know exactly how they fixed the situation. I mean, if they wanted to redo it, wouldn't they have given us basic equivalent time slots and everything?
And we thought,
I don't get it.
Maybe not Smith. We got shafted.
Yep. All the way
five
down
seniors.
Down this hill right here.
Into Mellinger.
Into Mellinger. By the Poop Factory, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, pretty close to the Poop Factory.
I don't think it smells right there, but the front of Whitmer does. Or the back, I don't know how you, what do you call
terrible.
It? The front of Whitmer.
I'm pissed at housing. Bad. I'm pissed at ITS.
What would you say you do here?
They all tick me off. And the problem is, the second time around, instead of having like they had it in the first place where you had to have five people.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that is a huge problem.
Five man.
Two people can get a five man, and since other people don't want a room with people they don't know, they didn't sign up.
And so,
two people.
But people have to fill those slots. That's going to be like 100-something people that's going to throw off the whole system that aren't going
to
be living.
Yeah.
At least. Living
we have to do
people.
It a third time, basically.
Hopefully, because I want to live in Smith, damn it.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in Mellinger.
I don't blame you.
I lived in a dorm for like 3 years.
That hill's a...
It's going to suck.
Yeah.
Well, there's those stairs you can go through. You can go past South Complex.
Yeah. That's on a bike, it's not so bad. I have a bike,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, that's not bad. Not everybody has a bike.
You switch it into, like, 2-1-2-2.
It shouldn't matter. We should be in that privileged housing, because we are upperclassmen.
Speaking of which, you know that hill, though? You go down past to go to Milling and Jigger
Yeah.
Parking? You know, there's like a closed off dirt road.
Yeah.
Where does that go?
That goes up to, I think they...
There's like a... I went on Google Earth and it's just a huge field as far as I know.
Messiah owns it. They have a compost back there and like a gigantic thing where people can dump stuff, like just construction materials. There's big mounds of like mulch.
Like
that are
markers.
Covered,
and,
and there's a bunch of like... I think they're going to eventually build dorms back there. That's like a really long term plan. Build like another a whole new complex back
there. Are they going to have... All right, well, here's what I have to say to Messiah, okay? Since almost everything, each step forward also requires two steps back, the only solution I can conceive of is escalators. And at that point that you take the two steps back, it doesn't really matter since you're actually up about four steps because the thing's carrying you.
So...
That's the only thing I can think of that would solve this problem.
And maybe...
Yeah, I don't get it.
Maybe if the President Phipps didn't so much
watch the anime. I hear she watches anime. Nothing wrong with
that.
I just don't like anime.
I think she's too forward looking. I mean, forward looking is good for a college. Forward looking is important, but I think she's so focused on maybe being forward looking that she's not. And
the current future sucks.
Yeah, they need to work on that. They need to. I'm going to make a bold statement here, but I'm going to make it. If President Rodney Sawatsky was still in power, I don't think we would be having this problem. I really don't. He was a man of the people. He really was. He loved students so much so that he let them creak him. I mean, come on.
Really?
I want to creak President Bush. Not because I really like the guy. I think it would just be phenomenal. That's how, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, the whole problem is, well, in my opinion, the whole problem is with the system itself. It just exposes the problem with the system. When you have someone in power who's good and represents the people, no problem. When you don't have someone that represents the people,
the
bad.
Flaws shine through.
Exactly.
Transparent, yeah. Well, you know what?
Why not have the... we are the college. Why don't we... We going to give what? How much money if you spend 4 years here? Of course, less and less people are spending 4 years here.
30 times 4. 120,000 about?
120,000.
110.
Maybe 100 and...
110, 120.
All right. Let's say 120 to $150,000. Mm-hmm. If you're a super senior here.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That is a ridiculous amount of money. And for that,
a lot of people who go here have siblings that went here.
Hope that they do stuff that you like. Mm-hmm. For example, the whole union. The union's all right, but it's one of those things. It's like one of those buildings from the early 70s. Mm-hmm. It's with a wavy roof. You know, it looks cool then, but people are going to pass by that and like want to spit on it or something.
What's wrong with that? It's such a waste of space to have.
Well,
some bad high
here's the thing, Wilbur's. All right, here's one of the problems that prompted the union. First of all, they didn't have enough space for the student government, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But Wilbur's didn't have enough room in it. It was always crowded. But it had a nice atmosphere. Mm. So
in moving to a bigger
space, they solved the space problem, but the atmosphere is totally ruined.
It's gone.
Yeah.
There's not the Wilbur's.
Wilbur's always fit everyone. It was just crowded. Mm-hmm. But that was we found out now that that's the best part.
I think the food was better.
It was. Well, in my opinion.
The Southwest chicken wrap, oh, that was delicious. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I got that all the time.
Huge long line.
But it was awesome.
I know.
It was part of going to Wilbur's. You had to wait in line.
Yeah.
It was part of the experience. But it was good food.
And the kitchen was right there. You could, like, see it, and people are yelling at each other, and it was great.
It was like a New York deli or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly. And now this is more like, I don't even know what this is.
Like a McDonald's in the middle of Kansas.
McDonald's. It kind of is like a McDonald's. It's nice and clean and flat and boring.
Yeah. Well, there's no plays. I mean, McDonald's is better because usually it has a play.
Yeah, why don't we have a ball pit? We should have a ball pit. We got two pool tables. We're going in the right track there, but...
Yeah.
We need a pool. We need
that's a start.
Ball pit.
I think it's the design,
too. Let's take
too.
The pool balls and put them in a pit. And then
that wouldn't be a fun ball pit.
Yeah, it's got a lot of them. It might.
It'd be kind of painful. Like they're hard, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, you can't dive.
To President Phipps, I ask only one question.
What What would you say you do here?
Oh, you know, man.
That's all I have to say. And they want to spend like over, I mean, what a Boyer cost? $50, $60 million?
Boyer.
They want to spend more than that to renovate Kleinenhage.
Why?
Oh, I mean, the place is kind of wah, so they could use it, but that's a lot of money to renovate it. You know, it's an art place. It's where the arts take place. Arts, you know, arts is supposed to be like
bohemian
form and function all working together, not just like
right. But there's something about like the. I've had a few classes there. There's something about the way it's kind of weird and the classrooms aren't in a really weird. They're kind of that there's something weird about that it's. It doesn't work
art.
Exactly, but it's all homey.
Yeah, you feel homely. You feel like I am in the presence of masters that know how to draw.
Right.
I don't know.
Or draw, I guess.
But it better just be the best frigging art building on the planet for that amount of money.
And a contained dorm.
Yeah.
We have 3-man, 5-man apartments when it's supposed to be 2 and 4.
Yep.
And
why don't they? They need to focus.
All right.
I mean, who?
When they start putting bunk beds in the study rooms,
problems.
Move off campus.
Yeah.
To another college. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No. We should. They should. I think they should take that money, and for that amount of money, they could build a whole new complex. Like, they have, like, West or East Complex, and it would be awesome. And, you know, maybe accept 500, 600 more students, and then have that all that extra space for, like, overflow. For people that, like, need to have room that's designed to be had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be awesome. 2 more dorms and an apartment complex. With 4 sections, we wouldn't be overcrowded anymore, and it would not cost $60 million. Maybe it would cost $60 million, but at least we're spending it well.
Exactly,
we're not renovating Kleinenhage.
We need a new name.
Let the art students renovate it. They're art students, for crying out loud.
Not English majors, because they didn't name it very well. I'm just kidding. Well, kind of.
I mean,
here's the issue. It's not so much that it's long. As it is that there's no nickname. It's not nicknameable.
It's not.
Kleinenhage. There's nothing there.
To the people who were like...
Maybe there is. I don't know, but I'm not aware of any nickname.
The people who were in charge of that...
Notice we haven't had any calls.
No, whatever. The people who were in charge of that...
This is great.
Maybe we should talk about more controversial topics. The Bible is not truthful.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll see if anybody calls now. But to the people who, like, are in charge of, like, the administration and planning, I only have one.
Got to get your act together.
I only have one question.
What would you say you do here?
That's all I want to know. Why should the government be telling, like, us what we can and cannot put on the air?
Well, here's the thing. They don't monitor it. They just get reports.
It's a report basis.
Yeah.
So why should they do anything if somebody said something offensive?
What, like a swear?
Yeah. I mean, what is a curse anyway? Like, I mean, it's swearing. Like, really, what is it? Who cares? It's just a word.
Exactly. If it's a swear and you say it or you print it, you know, that's bad. But if you place an asterisk in it.
Now, too bad we couldn't place asterisks in it when we spoke.
Yeah. I mean, you can silence it, but...
Ampersand, like, it just doesn't work. You can't do it.
You really can't. But here's the thing. It's like, what, the spelling? Is the word itself inherently offensive? Of course not.
Isn't cursing just, like, putting a curse on somebody and saying, like, I hope you get infected by AIDS?
Well, here's the other thing. The, you know, the curse replacement words, you know, like frick.
Yeah.
You know, we just use them in place of swears, and then they come to mean the same thing.
They do mean the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's just not the actual word.
Darn.
It's like a simulacra of swearing.
What?
That's how Paul Drillard would put it.
What?
And he's a philosopher. I think he's a sociologist.
No. A few ideas, but they're all workarounds.
It's annoying.
For the actual problem itself.
Well, what are you going to do, right?
Fix it.
I mean...
Well, this thing doesn't move.
What doesn't move?
This thing.
What would you say you do here?
That's my question. That's the question of the hour.
It's bolted down or something. I don't know.
This console?
Well, yeah. People want to steal this thing.
Or it's heavy as balls. That's probably...
Cannonballs.
Cannonballs. Yeah. That's what that means. That's what that term means.
Right.
Well, we're about to bring it to a close tonight.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Do we have some closing music? Some good closing music. Where was that?
You get nothing.
That's not.
You lose. Good day, sir.
You get no ending song.
All right.
That's it.
That's it. That's how we're going to end it tonight. On a bad, sour
note. Or wait, how about this one?
We were kind of...